Most Washington parents will receive a not-so-nice note home from their children's schools in the coming months. The letter will lay out how their school is failing to meet goals dictated by the 2001 federal education law, the No Child Left Behind Act. Many states had come to see those goals as impractical. Federal officials had been giving states waivers from the law, but Washington lost that waiver last week over a disagreement with the feds. As KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes explains, the letter is only the first impact some parents will notice.
Shantia Johnson remembers her daughter Serenity was just 2.5 years old when she told her mom she was ready for pre-K.
She said, "Mommy, I want to go to school." I said, "You can't go to school until preschool. And we have to pay for preschool, so I needed to find a preschool we didn't have to pay for."
Which might have been tough. There aren't that many preschool options nearby, but the Johnsons caught a break. The federal government issued a waiver to Washington State from the No Child Left Behind law in 2012. That freed up a bunch of money Washington school districts had been using to comply with the law. In Tacoma, the waiver left school leaders with about $1.8 million extra bucks to spend, and they decided to spend them on pre-K.
So we have 13 girls, 4 boys. Let's see what our total number of students. Ready?
17 preschoolers squirm on a colored floor mat at the front of a classroom at Tacoma's Stafford Elementary. Teacher Aaron Kling is taking attendance.
4, 5.
Across 5 Tacoma schools, the waiver dollars helped open up 200 extra slots in the district's pre-K programs for needy students. Kling says it's money well spent.
What I'm teaching in preschool now is what kindergarten was 5 years ago, 10 years ago. And what the first kindergartners are doing now is what first grade used to be.
But the U.S. Department of Education revoked Washington State's waiver from No Child Left Behind last week. And with that, districts lost the freedom they'd enjoyed in spending their federal funding. That's thrown the future of those 200 pre-K slots and Aaron Kling's job up in the air.
You know, I'm not worried about my job. I know I can teach something else. I worry about the kids. They need it.
Nearly half of the preschoolers Kling teaches come into her class knowing little to no English.
Listen to the words and say them after me.
But they can practice their language skills in her class, where they take turns on iPads playing learning games.
Starfish. Say starfish.
Starfish.
Contrast that use of waiver dollars, Tacoma educators say, with where the district must now spend the money on allowing students to transfer to another school or footing the bill for tutoring services that third-party vendors offer outside of school or after class. Stafford Elementary Principal Cindy Evans says students get a bigger bang for their buck with that money in the district than they do in outside tutoring.
That patchwork of services is not the focused instructional support that we would want for our kids.
You won't find many who believe No Child Left Behind remains a good law, but for some legislators, the question is whether the alternative would have been worse. To keep Washington's waiver, U.S. Secretary of Education Arne Duncan wanted the legislature to pass changes to the state's teacher evaluation system. He's called for similar changes in at least 3 other states whose waivers are also in jeopardy. Washington Education Association spokesman Rich Wood says that didn't sit well with the state's largest teachers union or with state lawmakers.
Republicans and Democrats alike saw that what Arne Duncan was trying to impose on Washington State's public schools was a failed federal policy that everybody agrees is flawed.
And all over a relatively small amount of money, schools across Washington lost control of nearly $40 million in funding. Compare that with the billions of dollars the state spends on basic education every year. Though Shantia Johnson's daughter Serenity managed to get a slot in Tacoma's expanded preschool program, she says it shouldn't be this hard for parents to access pre-K for free.
I don't understand why people have to pay for the kids to get an education, whether they're 3 and 4 years old or not. It's really not fair. It should be a part of the public schools system as it is.
Tacoma school officials hope to keep it that way. They're still drawing up next year's budget and may be able to preserve their pre-K expansion. But without the waiver dollars, that may involve slashing from other programs or even cutting jobs. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.